from the most beautiful and modern ice skating rink in the West, Iceland, located in the heart of North Sacramento, California, on Highway 99. Tonight marks the grand opening of this beautiful rink, and hundreds of people have gathered here to pay tribute to the occasion and to Iceland's owner, Bill Kirk, one of North Sacramento's most outstanding and progressive citizens. We are speaking to you from directly in front of the broadcast booth, which is situated in the center of the bleachers, looking over this vast expanse of blue-white ice. Beside me here at the microphone is a man most of the air audience will no doubt be familiar with, a former mayor of North Sacramento and now secretary-manager of the California Agricultural Society, Mr. Ken Hamaker.
I sense, and I believe all of you sense the same thing, that this is one of the most happy moments of a particular person's life. I happen to know that this beautiful ice rink didn't happen all at once, but it has been the achievement of more than 12 years of study. Mr. Bill Kirk thought of this ice rink some 12 years ago, and as he is quite a traveler, he has incorporated into this beautiful palace the ideas that he has collected over the state and outside the state. As I look at this ice rink outside and saw the beautiful lighting effects and all the appointments, I feel that he incorporated some of the ideas from the World's Fair of New York and some of the ideas of the World's Fair in San Francisco. There's no doubt but this is one of the best plants of its kind on the Pacific Coast, and we of North Sacramento and the nearby communities are very proud of this achievement. I know that you want to join with me in paying tribute to Bill Kirk in this hour of triumph. Bill Kirk has been a civic worker for many years here at North Sacramento, and this is his crowning achievement. We know that he has set the pace soundly. We know that his rink is going to be a success, and you and I are going to help him make it a success. At this time, I turn you over to Bill Kirk, the builder of this ice rink.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends, I am extremely happy tonight, but my words seem to fail in the efforts that I would like to express in appreciation for coming here this evening. I think most of you people will realize how a person must feel before the mic the first time in his life. And I certainly do appreciate the way I've been assisted in this ring. The contractors and the architects and all my friends helped me very wonderfully in this, and every workman on the job did his job well, and I'm extremely happy, and it shall be my pleasure, my desire to make Iceland the most outstanding skating rink in the West. We are planning on keeping this rink to a very high standard. We will not tolerate anything that is undesirable to any of the skating public, and it is my desire that you will come back here and spend many happy hours at Iceland. Bye.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have gone into the preliminaries, and it might be fitting that we told you just a little bit about this beautiful building in which we are broadcasting tonight. Before us here, as I told you, is a vast expanse of blue-white ice. There are 34,000 feet of pipe, or 6.5 miles of pipe in this floor. It requires a 2,000-gallon pump to circulate the brine through the coils. You know what that means? That means that there is a complete change of brine every 2 minutes. We have over on the wall there, the west wall, or rather the north wall, a recording thermometer to record the temperature of the brine. And in here, although we notice that some people have their coats on, after you take your coat off for a few moments, it really is quite refreshing. I believe that the ice floor itself in front of us is 70 by 140. And, oh, there are just many, many things for me to talk about, but I'd rather have Mr. Kirk come over and ask him a few questions about it. After all, I believe that this has been your dream for many years, has it not?
Yes.
Will you step just a little bit closer to the mic?
Yes, it has. I've thought of it for a long time.
When did you first conceive the idea to build an ice rink here in North Sacramento?
In 1928.
And when was construction actually started?
In June 1940.
In June of 1940.
1940.
Have you had any serious setbacks in construction?
No, all the work went along according to schedule, and I'm well pleased the way it was executed.
How many men did you have working on it during construction?
I would say about 75 to 100 men.
Working continuously. And did you supervise all of this yourself?
No, it was under the supervision of the Campbell Construction Company. They were the builders.
You have your ice plant right next door, do you not?
Yes.
So now you have two businesses in one block.
Yes.
Well, they can't get out of hand very much to their next-door neighbor. How about this very elaborate sound equipment system that you have here? Would you mind telling us who is responsible for that?
Yes, I'm very happy to announce that the supervision of this was done by my son, Billy. He received his education out of the Grant Union High School, and I'm certainly indebted to the training he got out there, and I'm very happy that he was able to do this for me.
Well, if Bill Rutherford is listening in, I'm sure that he'll be very pleased to hear those words about Grant Union.
Yes, Bill is here.
Bill is here?
Yes.
Big Bill and Little Bill.
Little Bill.
And now, about how many people can you capacitate in here?
We have seating capacity for about 300, but I would hate to guess the amount that's here tonight. I would almost say for near 500 or 600 people.
Well, thank you very, very much. I know that we're going to hear from you. Would you like something else?
I would like to announce that Mr. Dean, Charles Dean, was the architect on this beautiful building, and I'm certainly indebted to Mr. Dean and his staff for the way they have planned this building, and a real pleasure to be associated with people like that.
Well, Iceland is certainly a monument to all of these architects and contractors and men who have worked to make it, well, really the most beautiful ice skating rink in the West.
There's one another thing I would like to show my appreciation for, the beautiful flowers that were sent to me this evening. My heart just beats. I can hardly say the correct words to show the appreciation for those beautiful flowers. I didn't expect anything like that.
You can smell them, too.
Yes.
Well, all right, thank you very much, Mr. Kirk. And now, ladies and gentlemen, seated right beside me here at the console of this beautiful Hammond electric organ is Mr. Roy Sawyer. And Mr. Sawyer has composed an original composition for the occasion tonight. It is the Iceland Waltz. Mr. Sawyer. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Sawyer. And ladies and gentlemen, that was the Iceland Waltz, an original composition dedicated to the grand opening of the Iceland here in North Sacramento. I believe if we have a little more steam, Mr. Sawyer, that we can sign this little program off for the time being. You will? Ladies and gentlemen, for your information, this program is being transcribed earlier this evening, and we are playing it back to you at the present time. The reason for this, previous commercial commitments made it possible, or rather impossible, that we broadcast the opening dedication ceremony. We are speaking to you from the most beautiful and modern ice skating rink in the West, Iceland, located in the heart of North Sacramento, California, on Highway 99. We have been presenting the grand opening ceremonies of this beautiful rink, and the applause of the hundreds of people here tonight is attesting to the ability of everyone to really make this a success. Earlier in this program, you heard from Mr. Bill Kurth, owner of Iceland and one of North Sacramento's most outstanding citizens. Mr. Kurth was introduced by Mr. Ken Hamaker, the former mayor of North Sacramento and now secretary manager of the California Agricultural Society. Music on this program has come to you by Mr. Ray Sawyer from the Hammond Electric Organ. Don't go away. We're going to be back again in a few moments. And so until then, this is Elton Rule saying, come on back.